Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are we rolling?
I'm rolling.
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting? We are here. We are to podcast. Can you hear? See my old lady notes on my notepad?
Well, hey. And I got old lady notes in my phone right now, and look at me trying to struggle to use it.
I'll tell you what Jen's struggling with right now.
A hangover. I'm sorry. It doesn't normally happen, but I literally cannot function.
Well, I think you're more stressed out too. I got to take out my Invisalign.
Oh, you guys, this is the fun part of the podcast. It's going to be a new segment. Is taking
how long can Kristen handle talking without taking out her Invisalign? It's just something I'm dealing with, well, you guys, because I'll spit all over Jen the whole time. I already am a very spitty person.
I think it's a hilarious mom box. Thanks to the moms that sent it. But I almost can't wait for it because I love it so much.
Do you want to start with a mom box? We've never done
that
before.
Crazy?
Let's do that. Okay. Let's first of all, thank you for joining us at the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast. Please tell your friends. Please rate, review, and subscribe. You can find
us
wherever.
We're almost to 100 episodes.
We are. And you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on all those other places like Twitter.
Instagram. Facebook.
TikTok.
The YouTube.
You can watch this on YouTube.
Yes. Lucky you.
Lucky you.
And what else? But you know what else you have to do is go to imomsohard.com, buy tour tickets, because we're going to be at a city near you.
We're only doing about, right now, we only have about 10 more shows that we're doing, and they're going to be fun ones. Might I say, crap, I don't know the exact date, but there's a couple up in the old wine country. So if you deserve a 3-day vacation with your girlfriends, which I would say you do, you should hop on a plane and come see that show.
Or if you've never been to Eugene, Oregon, like we have not been to, we're going to go there for the first time.
Yeah. When is it, Casey?
Eugene, Oregon is Friday, July 15th. Santa Rosa, California, July 16th. That's a Saturday.
You know what?
This is how Casey always talks.
Yeah,
just so
she
you
has
know.
A very nice voice. It's upsetting. Hi. And can sing, by the way, which I didn't know. And I was so pissed.
Oh, give us a break.
No, not
Casey.
Even a little bit of singing.
Really?
Like for real singing.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. I think I can sing. I am not a great singer, but I will really give it a good go. She sings for like real and it sounds good. The two match up.
And she looks like Taylor Swift.
It's upsetting. A little That's bit why upsetting. We keep her behind the camera. We don't need any of that in the front.
My friend Andrea was staying with us and she's a singer.
She's a really good singer. She can sing like Dolly Parton.
She worked at Dollywood.
Yeah. I know.
Oh my God, I got to tell you a really fun
Hold on,
story
I want her
that.
To read the last
oh,
10
sorry,
dates. Can
sorry.
You spin them off real fast, Casey?
Oh, yeah.
Can you also do it while
look,
singing?
Look, I got nachos in me and I'm
Do
home.
You want me to start with Seattle and
start
go?
With Seattle and okay. just say all the dates real fast.
Saturday, June 18th.
Are you on a
Seattle?
Is that microphone on?
Yeah, no, it is. Jen, oh, okay. She's literally wearing a headphone on her face.
Stop screaming at me. I'm hungover, Kristen.
It's Seattle, Washington. Sunday, June 19th, Richfield, Washington. Friday, July 15th, Eugene, Oregon. Saturday, July 16th, Santa Rosa. Friday, July 29th, Austin, Texas. Mm. Saturday, July 30th, Dallas, Texas. Friday, August 19th, Durant, Oklahoma. Friday, September 23rd.
Durant.
I'm from Texas, so I say it incorrectly. Friday, September 23rd, Saratoga, California.
That's wine country.
That's
wine
sexy. Country.
Saturday, October 1st, Modesto, California.
Also not far from wine.
Yep. Friday, October 7th, Ridgefield, Connecticut, which is close to New York City.
East Coast. Ooh, yeah. So yeah, that's a different set of thrill standards.
Friday, November 11th, Detroit.
We love Detroit, and so do our kids.
Yep, they want to move there.
Saturday, November 12th, Chicago.
At the Vic.
We agree to all these shows?
A long time ago.
Last one, Sunday, November 13th, South Bend, Indiana.
Okay, amazing. So there are a lot of shows. Go to imomsoard.com. Get tickets now because you can get good tickets, and you guys can go treat yourself and get the ladies together and sit in good seats, and we'll have a good time. You deserve it. Bring the husbands. We've seen husbands showing up. Okay.
Now the only problem is I forgot. Oh, so Andrea, our friend, she worked at Dollywood. She was singing this weekend. Of course, if you have any ability, I'm going to make you do it like all the time. I'm just going to pimp you out to do it and be like, sing and entertain everybody. And I was like, oh my God, that's what a good voice sounds like.
How dare you.
I would not talk about you. I'm talking about mine. Holy cow. No.
I've been sitting next to this woman for years. I've sang to you so many times.
She sings that, you know that.
And I don't think you're having this conversation with anybody else about me. I don't think you're sitting next to people going like, that girl can sing.
No, I say that girl's funny though. Fine. It's true. I don't say.
She drives me crazy. She's always talking about her Invisalign or her bangs. I can't take it anymore.
I do not sing your singing praises. I don't.
That's annoying.
But you know what? Okay, this is what was really funny. You know, my husband always does this bit with the kids that has started backfiring where he goes, who's the best? And when they were babies, they would go, daddy's the best. And I'd get so upset. And this weekend, Delilah goes, who's the best? I go, I'm sure it's daddy. She goes, nope, LeBron James.
There we go. Oh, man, that hurt his feelings.
I know.
How does he compete against LeBron James? He don't.
He doesn't, no. And then he is pretty great, though. LeBron James is great. Okay, so she goes, Poppy, Andrew's three-year-old daughter, Britt's teaching her, who's the best? Britt's the best, you know?
Yeah.
He goes, who's the best, Poppy? She goes, Dolly Parton.
Oh, and she knows too much, that little one. So Brit's games are really reserved for anyone under 2.5. So it's one of my favorite things, and we've talked about it before, that Brit will answer the iPad if Eleanor calls Delilah to FaceTime. And he'll get on there, and he'll be like, hey, it's Eleanor. She's my best friend. It's my best friend, Eleanor. It's my best friend. And Eleanor sits there and, like, doesn't blink.
She's playing keep away with the phone, too.
Delilah's going insane, like, daddy, I want to talk to Eleanor. And Eleanor's listening to this man so hard.
What are we going to talk about today?
And then Eleanor goes, he goes, what do you want to do? And Eleanor, without missing a beat, is like, I want you to give the phone to Delilah. And she does not find it amusing anymore.
Here's what kind of annoying bits my husband does, okay? So we're sitting out by the fire. We had him for a night. They're in town from Nashville. And so we're sitting out by the fire, and Andrea goes, let's play this game. Let's play this game.
Yeah.
Where
she's got her nice little accent. So sweet.
Let's play this game where I'm going to play a song, and then the last letter of that, you have to pick a song that starts with the...
Oh, you know what I mean? Like a DJ song, like a DJ play or a sing song.
Yeah, yeah. So and it's great because, like, you have to think of a song that starts with E, and you can't Google it or whatever, and you find it and play it. My husband ruined it. He ruined it so much that I was scared, like, that I had been too hard on him. And I said to Andrea the next morning, I go, did he ruin it? She goes, oh, he ruined it.
Yeah.
He ruined it. Because it was like he found a song called T-Shirt that's the dumbest song you've ever heard because he got T in his. And he would just choose a song that nobody knew.
And bad music kills the mood.
It did. I was like, if you do this again, Britt, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
I was making them skip him.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't. And he wouldn't let the bit go.
He won't let the bit go. He's been doing the same bit with me for like 7 years. And I'm at this point. Well, we're like brother and sister. And so he teases me until I start crying. It's his favorite. I mean, he sees me, like, teeter, and then he'll kind of back off, but then he'll, like, come back on real hard.
Wait for you to get some air, and then he'll just come back at it over again. Yeah.
I'm going to be like, I'm going to tell Mom.
Let me do this Mom box.
Let's do the Mom box.
These feel like some ladies that we want to hang out with.
Mom box.
It's so awesome. Okay.
Oh.
You know who these two ladies are. They sent a picture.
This is very funny.
Which is amazing.
When you ladies DM us or send us pictures of you guys hanging out with each other, literally make our life. And we read them and we respond to them. Because if it's Casey, she says, hey, this is Casey. But we just respond to all the ones that are like, we're sending this for you for no reason.
Yep. And if there's a lot of emojis that came from I typed that one.
Well, Jen loves to do like hearts. I love you so much. Let's talk about our feelings and read tarot cards. Okay, go.
Yeah, that's what I do. Okay. So these brads were hanging out. They start this message like this. Us again. Currently listening to eighth graders karaokeing. It's terrible. Love your graduation post. So I just turned 50 and both of our kids are going to college in a year. And we hate to tell you, but you won't know anything that's happening with their college records.
So many people.
Once they're in college.
So
it's
many people
all over.
Told us that. Yeah.
Then they go on to say, though, we love you, ladies. We have seen you in Milwaukee and twice in St. Louis. Next time we got to get drinks, just listen to Jen's socially awkward podcast with a deaf lady. My favorite murder lady. We can be socially awkward too. Wait, hold on. It's a murder mystery lady. Gretchen? Nope. Maybe Greta. These are all single line messages, by the way. New message. Okay, we're drinking a lot. But we want you to know that you being you just brings so much joy, not just to us, but many. I'm telling you, we're drinking a lot to make up for all of our messages. Geesh. When she got just
nothing makes us happier than your first thought to make us a part of your night. It's like,
oh my God, the best. It's so amazing.
And then we're going to wait for the apology
messages
because that's going to come
back.
That's
what we all do.
Sorry if we messaged you too much. We had so many Chardonnays last night.
Yeah.
And the kids were karaokeing and it was terrible. So we drank so much.
I don't know what. I can't find.
What's that?
Hasmana Pete.
Well, I guess not everybody needs to know her name, but the point is,
no.
Thank you for sending us the message and the cute little picture of you guys
adorable ladies.
Hiding in the closet God. While your kids
see,
sing
that's why
eighth
I couldn't
grade
wait,
karaoke.
It was so sweet.
It's so
it
sweet.
Makes me laugh so hard. Okay.
It feels good. It feels like it's so special because you feel like you've these friends that you haven't met yet, and that sounds kind of dorky, but it is
no,
how
we would
feel.
Absolutely hang out.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
We're going to make that happen.
Yes. Oh, speaking of, we talked about this on the other podcast. Okay, if you listen and tag us.
Prizes.
Wait, how do we do this?
Prizes. Okay.
So we're going to do another post probably or something. Like if you follow us on the I Mom So Hard podcast, this is the easiest way to do this.
We want you to share
message
it with
us.
Your friends somehow.
We want you to share our podcast with your friend. Obviously, it increases our numbers, which is great for us because we want to keep doing this.
Yeah.
But mostly, we have a storage unit, and it's
we got to get
full
those
so
Lumify toothpaste
and we
ads back.
We want to send you so much random shit.
Oh
for no reason. So we've got what are called no reason boxes.
Yep.
And we're gonna send them to you. And maybe
who
there's
knows
gonna
what
be
you're gonna get
koozies, t-shirts. Maybe. We not free of charge.
Friendship pins?
Yes, we have a lot
of
friendship pins.
Too. Yeah.
We have wine openers. Who knows? We might send you stuff from our garage. There might be a gift card from Circuit City in there. Like, you don't know what you're going to get, but it's going to be a good
Let
time.
Let me tell you what I do. If something's a good deal, I'll buy a lot of them. And then I'm just desperately trying to give them away to people.
So you might get a
Fourth of July gnome. Who
yeah,
knows?
A dollar store necklace that Jen bought because she thought it'd be good at a party. So who knows? But we're going to call it a no reason box and we're going to send it to you. So just tag a friend, rate, review, subscribe. That helps us. And then welcome to your bag of random
shit. And to bring it full circle, Andrea also buys presents and just keeps them just in case.
I know. You guys are both like that. It's really sweet.
We discussed how we always have wrapping paper, like where you go, hey, where's your wrapping paper supply, you know, and most people don't have that. And she and I have a whole setup. And it was so funny. I showed her some today. She goes, I have that too. She wore the exact same wrapping paper too.
Yeah, this is a great story. You know what I have? Booze.
She'll stop at a gas station before the party.
It's not untrue. You have no idea. You have no idea. Gift cards are awesome. Everybody loves them.
I know.
At a certain age, they love them. Or you just literally put like 15 bucks into a card, but you put dollar bills. So it's 15 ones.
I'm the most popular person at the party. You would find wrapping paper that you really fell in love with, and you're like, well, I don't want to wrap anything because I'm
That's 100% true.
I'm not going to have it. I'm going to use this wrapping paper to do the...
Or I keep old bags and I take the tags off, although I've forgotten to take Always the tags off before. And it's been like, hey, to Eleanor from Charlotte. I'm like,
everybody does.
I Sharpie those out. I'm like, they're not reading this. $4 gift bag. I'm not redoing that.
I'm going to say something really sketchy. You are a wasteful fool if you don't reuse gift bags.
Those gift bags. And by the way, you know how much I had to put the kibosh on Eleanor picking out a particular kind of card at the store? Like $11 for a card. Like, you open it and it like sang and danced. And I was like, we better make sure this friend is a close friend because that is an $11 card. And if they're going to throw that away, making a card.
You know I love you, Target. We don't need to go rehash how much I love you, but it's almost ruined my marriage at points. And you don't need to charge $5.99. What is it for a bag? A gift bag at Target now.
A gift bag is $5.99. And that's a small one. That's not even one with whistle jizzles on the side. That's just one color.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a racket right there.
I always get tissue paper at the dollar store. But if you're in a pinch, you go in to get a gift for a kid's birthday party.
You come out $20 just for what's in it.
Here, yeah. I spent $50 on this, and the gift's only $20.
Yeah, so that's why I don't do that. I don't do that.
I know. I'm mad. That's why I try to hoard it.
I know.
If there's good deals on it at like TJ Maxx or something like that, they have great wrapping paper.
They do, but the rolls are small, I think,
for Christmas.
And also, I always think they're discounted for a reason, and it's because they bust the tape open. She's opening her wrapping drawer.
Is this functional? Look at this.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
$2.99. Look at it. That's heavy pretty cute. Duty.
Yeah, that's what I don't like is heavy duty because you can't get the crease in it and then it pops the tape off. But that's why it's $2.
Look at that.
That's cute. That's cute. She's got some with gumballs on it.
Yeah, that's what Andrea's got that same stuff.
You guys, everybody getting a boner right now?
Hey.
Anybody talking?
Is me showing you wrapping paper good really? For a podcast?
It really is. It's everybody's listening experience. Next level is we show you wrapping paper. But I do think that's a big racket.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Guess what I heard on the news?
What?
You know the average cost of a babysitter in New York is?
What?
$30.
What? Well, we're paying $25.
I know.
Okay. We're going to dig into a conversation that Jen and I could probably make into 15 parts. We're going to talk about babysitters because Jen and I, well, this isn't the case for you right now, but we live in L.A., and I don't have any family here. Jen has her brother who just moved here has a babysitter who's living here for a little while just for the summer.
So Jeff and Addison moved here, and he's going to listen. Hi, Addison. He always listens. Yeah.
But I still hate gravy. Don't hate me.
We love that you listen. We got to get him a Are We Podcasting t-shirt.
Yes, when we have them made, right? Which we don't. We're going to get them made. We're going to dump our storage unit out. We'll give him one of those tank tops because it could be an extra large or an extra small. Nobody really
absolutely.
Knows.
I'll sew some sleeves on it, Addison, for you.
No way. I'm going to wear it with the spaghetti strips.
Weird tank tops. They're really weird. Okay. So anyways, but they're here and they're busy and I don't want to, like, they would come over in a pinch no matter what. But right. It's like,
if you don't want to, well, I would, but you don't want to, like, impose. Yeah, I'd be like, what the hell are you moving here for?
I don't want to impose. And I also, like, they get to spend this wonderful time with the kids where they're, like, having a good time. And I don't want it to feel like work and for anybody. You
sometimes
know?
Having a babysitter that you just hire, you can say the things you wouldn't say to if it was a friend or yes. if it was, like, family. Like, well, my mom, when she comes into town, she's awesome because she just, like, gets to work and, like, loves spending time with them. But at the end of the day, I hear about how I could organize my cabinetry better. And, like, she's like, I finally did all of your laundry. It's now all folded and put away. And it really did take me a very long time. I would like to suggest and make a suggestion that if you just did a little bit at a time, it wouldn't get away from me. I'm like, you know what?
If she wants to come over and do that kind of work, she can give me whatever suggestion she wants.
Yeah, I mean, since you till like you're yeah. like day three and you're like sucking back kettle tonics to make the pain go away.
Don't say kettle tonics.
Sorry. Poor Jen. Jen's struggling today.
I'm struggling. It's yeah. So we weren't out. We came here because we have this
back to your brothers.
Oh, yeah. So I don't want to – they would babysit. They would help. They would come pick up the kids, like, if we were in a pinch or something like that.
Yeah, they're good for – they do what family does when family is here, you know?
But what we needed, and we thank our lucky stars, is we have someone now who's helping us. And so this could not be a better setup. My very dear friend – can I say best friend? I feel like I'm cheating on you.
Punch you in the face.
I know.
Well, Why don't you? You just said everybody else can sing. I get nothing. I am very taken for granted.
Kristen had Lynn and I had Mandy.
Yep, growing up.
Yeah, and we're still there. This is what's funny about us is our...
You're going to tell everybody we're not best friends and it's going to hurt their feelings.
No, but
We grew up with these people. Yes. They're like our hometown best friends. Like family friends. Yes.
And they would probably get along better with one another. They're both the nicest people. Yeah. They're the nicest people
ever. Warmest.
Never ask for anything. Just, what can I do for you?
But then they're our friends and they're like, fuck, you guys come with a lot of.
Wow. Yeah. They're perfectly designed to deal with both of us. Nothing ever ruffles Mandy's feathers.
Lynn bought me hemorrhoid cream when I had a situation before a show. Sure. She's like, you know what? That happens after you have a baby. These happen. And I was like, I'm so embarrassed.
I was explaining how calm Mandy is to Andrea today. And I go, if she were here, standing here right now, and I said, Mandy, we're going to go on a 5-mile run, she'd go, I'll go get my shoes. And she would not want to do it. Like, she just would like.
No, I am getting jealous. First of all, I know that you would never say we're going to go on a 5-mile run.
I just know she wouldn't want to go on one either, but I know that she would do it. And she wouldn't come. Like, afterwards, she would come home.
I want you to know that I'm pretty amiable.
See? No.
This is bullshit.
If I say to you, like, we're going to go on a 5-mile run right now.
I would rather go on a 5-mile run than if you tell me we're going to a sample sale.
This is the look that you would give to me, Casey. I want you to make sure this is. I said, Kristen, we're going to go on a 5-mile run. What the? Jen! No! What? No. You go get my shoes then. You go get my shoes. I'll do it. You better run fast too, because I'm not going to wait for you. Why the fuck? And then she would like ask me for 2 weeks. I went on that run with you. You could... Right?
And you're welcome. I'm a great friend. I'm a good time.
But it's
okay. Don't say stupid shit and I'll be fine.
I'm just saying Mandy and Lynn are so calm.
Okay, fine. We get that they're better people than us. Get to the point.
Mandy's daughter is staying with us over the summer. Yes. And she's gonna nanny. And I could not be happier because Abby is exactly like her mom. She's so laid back.
Chill.
She's so laid back. Like, you can say to her, what do you want for dinner? She's like, anything. I don't like the texture of pasta, but I like everything. It's like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Meanwhile, we've got kids that are like, look, you better thread this needle. I've got four items that I'm okay with, and one of them is in the Antarctic, you know, like.
Oh, my God. It's so
impossible. Swallowed on that
word. I know. The Antarctic. so laid back. It's like, because my kids are picky and they're going through a phase where they're...
They're going to love her. She's going to make them calm too, yeah, because her demeanor is calm. That's the point.
So calm.
But again, it's nice to just have an outside person that comes in because you can tell them what your expectations are. Like, it is so expensive to have a babysitter here in Los Angeles where everything is expensive. But like $25 an hour, $25 an hour
it's
to
crazy.
$30 an hour. Yeah. Now listen.
I don't know if I can ever go 30. How? Why? What are you doing? Well, are you teaching them? Why?
Well, It's hard to find good help. It's hard to find a babysitter that you love. And when you do, they are so valuable to you that actually the money stops to be important because, like, for us, we have the best case scenario. We have, and this is like, I think this is the craziest story, but also an LA story. But we have these wonderful neighbors. We love them. They have a daughter named Emma. Emma has become like a kid to me.
She's so sweet.
So sweet. She moved home after going to college and she came back to pursue acting. And because of COVID and all of that, she moved back home. And she was like, I'm available to babysit. She moved home for about 6 months, moved out for 6 months, then COVID hit. In the time that she was home, she was like, you know, if you ever need a babysitter, we were like, now, can you come over, right? What are you doing,
Are you suggesting?
Yes.
Right, yes, do it.
Can you, literally, she lives 30 feet from us.
I know you're home.
I know you're home.
That is so ballsy.
I see your car outside.
She retired or something.
She's not stupid. She'll park around the block if she's got her, and I'll find her. But the thing is, she's so nice that she wouldn't do that. She's just the coolest kid.
Yeah.
And my kids love her. And I think Finn might love her because he saw a picture of her. Their parents, we had a barbecue one night and Finn saw a picture of Emma and her then boyfriend like canoodling in a picture together. And Finn was like very upset. Like, did you know that Emma has had a boyfriend? And I was like, well, she's in her 20s, man. And I think he's like, I'm not. Oh,
who's this?
Who's
in the picture?
Some guy getting real close with the Emma. I don't know. I don't like that so much.
I think it's so cute if in his head, like they were in a relationship.
He fully thought. I don't think he wanted to put any labels on it, but I think in his head, they were very much in love. And Eleanor is like, she'll sit there and draw with Eleanor and they'll play Scrabble or they'll play Hangman or, can you say that?
Okay. Hangman?
Well, I don't know. Did I just get weird? I don't know. I just realized how terrible that. I'm not going to go into that. I obviously had a trepidation about it. I didn't know if the PC term was still Hangman. Now I've made it weird for no reason at all. I'm going to move on to Connect Four because that's fair.
Okay.
The point is we play very above board PC board games at all times. So she plays games with them. She's so active with them in a delighted way.
Yeah.
So craziest thing. So now she's been our sitter for many years. I would say like since Eleanor was like four, I'm trying to do the math on it.
Yeah.
Like she was, that's about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So she literally texted us and was like, hey, you guys, I wanted to text you right away. I got cast in a movie and I'm on an airplane to North Carolina to shoot for 3 months, so I'm not going to be able to babysit tonight. We were like, what? So she is the lead on the movie Along for the Ride on Netflix. Her name is Emma Passero. She is beautiful in it. The movie is great. It's kind of a young audience's film, mm-hmm. so it's like it's perfectly good and I posted about it because I was so damn proud of her. So then Eleanor's first thought was like, does this mean I won't ever see her again? And I go, no, she's so cool. She's literally going to babysit for us again. She's like the lead of this movie. I'm like, we'll keep using you until you are like at the Emmys. And I still feel like I would text her and go, does that mean after the Emmy
what
party,
time do you get done?
Can you get done at 10?
Yeah.
I mean, just saying, if you want to come over and make a few extra bucks.
Yeah.
But we adore her. She's
an
extension.
That says so much about her, too.
That's exactly who she is.
Yeah.
It's an extension of our family. She is kind. She's cool. The kids love her. She's like, lets them be her. and like beat themselves around her. But she is the one to beat, and we are not having an easy time of things. It's gotten real. We've had a few doozies. In fact, one yesterday that I think we fired.
Oh, really?
You come into my house, I pay you $25 an hour, and you lay down on the couch and get on your
phone.
No,
no, no, no,
I'm going to have a problem with that.
No. Who
did literally.
That? Do I know them?
Mm-mm. You don't. It was, she was referred, and she walked in, and she laid down, and she pulled out her phone onto our sofa and put her feet up and started going on to her phone.
I have never in my life been that confident. I doubt I will be. Just to walk, just the first time you're in
somebody's
house.
At least wait till I walk out the door. The kids are going to tell me what's going on. They throw babysitters under the bus if it isn't Emma super fast. So like, at least tell me.
We know you're going to sneak booze. We know you're going to sneak your boyfriend in the back later.
Yeah.
We know.
The better one was when I told you that we found a babysitter, and God bless her, this is kind of not her fault, but on some level I'm like, what? I said, we're going to sneak away. We had a babysitter. God. And we go, we're going to sneak away for about an hour and a half. And Colin and I were going to go grab a beer at a local pub and just spend a little time together. Yeah. So we came back and we saw her two blocks from our house by herself with our dogs, walking the dogs. And I go, is that our babysitter? And Colin goes, yeah. And so we drove by her and I like rolled down the window and I go, are the kids home by themselves? And she like, her face went bright red and she's like doing the math. And she goes, I thought you guys were upstairs. And I go, wait, you thought we were upstairs? Did you think we were? What did you have to? Because she goes, I was trying to keep the kids quiet. And I was like, you thought we went upstairs and we were like sneaking away into our bedroom for an hour and a half? We're not those kind of people. We're at Home Depot.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, God bless you for thinking that we're scandalously sexual.
I'm listening to your story, but I'm looking at my notes because I don't have.
We have all of the bad babysitter stories.
I really think I am. I feel like I don't ask a lot, but maybe I do because nobody wants to come back. There's ones that are nobody.
It's true. Jen gets one and done, and then they don't return her call.
Yeah, so much so that I even texted one of Kristen's, and she stopped texting Kristen after she shared her information. Like, I don't understand.
Don't you dare try to steal. I will cut a bitch.
Emma?
Hey, I will come at you.
I have Abby now, and I'm
doesn't
no
mean I'm
complaints.
Not gonna steal Abby.
No! No! You
I'm
can't
kidding.
Maybe you can't. Looking at my notes because I wanted to tell you a funny babysitter story, and all I have in this notes is the word tiny desks. I don't know what that means. I don't know why.
It's, Jen, how much did you drink last night? She's like, my notes. Tiny, I need to make tiny desks
tiny
for the fairy
desks?
Village. What's our podcast subject?
I don't
subject?
Understand what that is. If anybody knows why I would have written.
Who freaking knows?
Is that a movie? Is that
no,
a,
dummy, is that, I think it's your brain.
Tiny desks. Brain.
You're like, tiny desks. It's like tiny houses, but you do homework there. Crap. What don't you need that's tiny in your house? It's the desk. It's the desk.
There is a concert series on NPR.
It's that's what it is! Okay. Called Tiny Desk. Okay, thank God. Okay, now
are you
going to
talk about an NPR?
Yeah, yeah, I am. I, you know what? You know me. I like, look, I'm very into NPR. That's what it is. Okay. That, look at, okay.
Panty dropper.
Obviously, it's, Casey's young and hip and she's heard of it. So
doesn't mean she listens to it. It just means she's like informed. Go ahead. What is it?
What is it?
It's cool. It's like artists will do kind of an acoustic set in like a weird office.
That sounds dumb.
It's kind
I don't
of
think
fun.
That sounds cool.
I think
Lizzo's
it sounds
done
lovely.
It.
Nope. I'm going to add a description to my notes so that tomorrow when I go, what's tiny desks? What do I get to buy tiny desks
for? Look at my shoulders
how many
right
of them
now.
Do I need?
How upset
so
I am.
Upset. See, that's that face. You want me to run 5 miles? Take your tiny desks and shove them up your asshole, Smedley. I don't want to listen to you talk about this dumb stuff. But Casey,
that's what makes a podcast a podcast, you guys, is my inability to act like I want to listen to something when I don't give a shit about it.
She's just got this who farted face on right now. That's real. She doesn't want to be listening to me. That is for sure. You know who's a really great babysitter? Casey. You want to?
Casey's a great
really
babysitter.
Is. And not a babysitter. Like
we Casey, will have Casey. She's so good. We'll have her watch the kids on occasion if we're like, we have to be somewhere. Yeah. And like, we told her up front, we're like, this is going to be the weirdest job you've ever had in your life.
Besides buying you hemorrhoid cream and tampons on
right.
the road.
You're going to do weird shit like that, but you're going to come on the road with us. We like to have a good time. We're pretty easy overall, but when it gets weird, it gets really weird.
Goes fast.
It goes fast. Yeah. Like, get ready to get weird calls from us and asking you to pick up our kids at unreasonable times because we're in a no shit situation because we don't have family here.
Yeah.
So once in a while, she'll pick up the kids from school, and they're always so excited when it's Casey. Not when it's mommy.
They love Casey. Okay. She looks like Taylor Swift. Yeah. She can sing. Did we beat that dead horse? I mean, what? Do you want to have a sing-off with Casey?
I'm not prepared for this right now, but yes, I do actually.
Okay.
But I'm an alto, and she's a soprano, and I think the altos oftentimes get cast into a role.
No, I understand.
Where we are a gravelly.
You don't know what it's like. You don't know, because you're young, you're pretty, you can sing, you look like Taylor Swift. Like, just go be Taylor Swift.
It's like looking in the mirror.
I know.
It's like us, but circa 3 years ago. So not true.
I'm Casey after she hit the skids at like age 30 or something, where it's like, boy, what?
Wait, it just went downhill.
Gained weight, got shorter.
Yeah. She would have to shrink. We got into Jen's car today. Jen drove us. We all went and got Sharky's Mexican food, which was delightful for a lunch break. And we got into Jen's car, and Casey's tall. She's like 5'10".
Yeah.
I'm about 5'7", 5'8". We get into a normal car, normal seats of a car. Jen gets into her car, and all of a sudden she starts pulling the seat forward. And it just keeps going. And it's like not even reasonable. It's like when you put a kid into a high chair and you slide the thing in, you're like, how many brackets can go in? I don't think this car responded to her moving her seat up because the car was like, are you a child?
That's as far as it
like,
goes.
Like, this Volvo is smart enough to recognize, like, this is a third grader trying to drive this.
No, they could tell by the weight on the seat that it was. Ooh, we definitely can use the airbags on this one.
Yeah, it's weighing me. It's like, why are you guys going to Sharky's? You guys need to go run that 5 mile run that Kristen doesn't want to do.
It not only, like, keeps you in your lane, it, like, keeps you in your food lane, too. It was like, no, steers away from Sharky's. I'm like,
Your elbows, though, you have no turning radius.
So the world's best babysitter, Abby, is 5'10".
She's going to drive the car the way it's intended.
I know she drove the car, so I can't get in there and pretend like I'm 5'10", Kristen, not do it safely.
No, I know you'd have to have blocks on your feet. You do not have – her little toes – Eleanor. See, Eleanor's taller than Jen. That's why I'm going to call her Eleanor.
She's not. You can't – hold on. We'll get back on babysitters in a second because they am short, but it's – I've always been totally fine with it. Like, it doesn't bother me. So her talking about shortness is – fine. It's fine.
It looks like a pretend car. I think it's also on you. It's weird that your elbows need to rub the top of your legs. Like, you can't, like, you have to crab walk your steering wheel. I don't think you're not, like, you can't, like, relax and drive. It, like, forces your hands to the side like I've never seen.
I was immediately nervous. Safety, as you can tell by the fact that it's a Volvo. It's not for style,
you guys. My kids call it a Volvo. I'm like, it's not. It's a Volvo.
That's my husband calls my Volvo.
Okay, good. It's a very safe, reasonable drive with a lot of beeping noises.
What are we talking about?
Babysitters.
But, okay, this is the thing.
Okay, go to babysitters.
But
okay, here's a question.
Okay.
Did you have to go to daycare ever? Do you remember it?
Yes, I have
like babysitters that you'd go to after school because your mom worked or whatever?
Well, okay, I did after the divorce of 84, 85. My mom had to go into work like really early because she worked in a hospital.
Yeah.
So I would go to like the school thing early. But before that, this predates, I think this is... This is crazy. And if you're military, you probably know what I'm talking about. But there was a place where you could drop off your kids called the base nursery. And this is like before there were like limits on how many kids they could watch at one time
anywhere.
It was literally like, don't worry about fire code either. They would just like shove them in. And it was always the same nights because if there was like an event, like there was like a ball.
When it was busy.
Promotion or whatever. It was like everybody's bringing their kids there. So they would like check you in. And what that meant was your parents wrote down your name on a piece of paper. And then they copied that name onto a piece of masking tape and stuck it on your back.
I love that. That's reasonable to me. That's how they do it at Sky Zone.
A hello, my name is. It was this.
Well, you know what? It doesn't deal.
A piece of masking tape.
I'm fine with that.
So
it was pragmatic.
And this is what I remember about it being kind of smoky. I remember it was like this.
Bradley,
like,
get off those jungle gym bars. Totally, it's too high.
They would smoke while you were outside for sure. But they would be like, I feel like I hit your back hard, did I?
My God. Yeah, your whopping height and weight knocked me out. Do I seem hurt?
She's making that who farted face at me again, guys. So this is what I remember. This is crazy. So your parents would get done at like what, 1? I don't know. It still felt like 3 in the morning when you're a kid because everything was so late. They would have us watch Grease. Grease, you guys.
1 or 2?
1.
Okay. Okay.
You remember there's a lot in that movie there's a lot of.
Granted, I did think smoking was cool and I do believe it was Grease's fault.
Yeah. Oh, it was cool.
You know, she flicked it and then. Something stud.
Yeah.
You know. Oh.
What did she say? Tell me about it.
Tell me about it, stud. See? Yeah. Casey, let me guess. You were in the Grease musical, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was.
Did I just call
Sandy,
it?
Did you play Sandy,
did you?
Oh, you played Sandy. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Of course
you know who
you
I played?
Did.
Nobody. I was Winifred in Once Upon a Mattress, also played by Carol Burnett. And I thought that was awesome. That was the last time I was ever a lead in anything musical. And I was 14.
Well.
God, bring it back to me, won't
you? Way to one-up everybody yet again, Casey. Terrific.
Of course she was Sandra D.
So this was, we would sit there, we'd watch just a loop of Grease till the parents came in. You wouldn't see anybody. You wouldn't see like a supervisor. They'd just give you
a
brown paper towel, you know, one of those bathroom ones with a bunch of orange slices on it. And I don't know.
You're fine, by the way. You're fine.
I mean,
you had a tattoo when you were 8, but it's, you know, you're fine.
You know, I had to prove which part of the base nursery I belonged on.
Yeah, you could
so
pick a fight. You were
know.
Like, the different gangs were different corners. Like, this is the blue side.
Yeah, it was, my brother would cry so hard he'd throw up.
Because he got, when they would leave him.
Yeah, he hated it.
And he hated it.
You know, like, when we were kids, my mom, like, stayed home with us. So we really didn't go that much, but that was the option. Like, they would be like, you be good for babysitters, because if you don't, you're going to go to the base nursery.
Yeah.
And so we did have this, we had a babysitter named Annabelle. I swear to God, I thought she was Mary Lou Retton.
Was she doing
Because she had the same haircut.
Handspring?
Yeah, she was she didn't because she broke her leg for a long time. And was
she watching you with a broken leg?
Yep, she had crutches and stuff. You know what? I'm sure it was cheap.
She was probably making $2 an hour
Give
at
a discount.
The very most.
Shoot, my parents? $1, if that. Maybe $3 for the whole night or
something.
I
literally made $2 an hour babysitting. Can someone do the inflation math on that? Because I promise that it should be more
Add
either then or
years.
Now.
Can you do that?
Help! I'm punching you in the face. You'll tip over real fast, Smedley. I don't know. Let's go run those 5 miles. I don't know. You're going to sweat it out.
Oh, God, I need
had,
to. Can
I had a
somebody
babysitter.
Please say let's run 5 miles?
I had a babysitter that I loved named Paige. And I loved her the way my children love Emma. And she
came to our show, didn't she?
She did. Oh, and here's the thing. They lived right across the street. And because I'm from a small country town, we lived on the outskirts of town. And across the street, it was all farms. So, like, it was like an acreage next to a city street, that makes sense.
Yep.
Not a city street. But so you could cross the street, and it was their family. And they had, like, 4 kids. It was, like, I'm going to see if I can remember. Jill, Dean, Paige, and I think there was an older one that I didn't know very well. John Dean Payne.
Can I say Paige's mom? Way to nail that cool name back in the 70s.
I mean, because
who is doing names that good?
I love the name Paige so much. And she would, okay, so my parents would go out. She would come over. She was so cool. She genuinely liked me, which when, as a parent of a tween now, I know that's not easy.
It's
and like,
yeah.
She just liked me. But I had that babysitter from the time I was, geez, 4 until I was 14. Not 14, but like my whole life, she was my number one. And let me tell you this. It was Paige or it was nobody. So we went through them real fast. And my mom used to threaten me, like, you, because she was like, Paige is not available. And then I'm like, well, I guess your date night isn't available anymore, is it, Terry? Because I didn't want anybody other than Paige because she was the best and I didn't want second best.
Totally.
So then I got in so much trouble because we had a babysitter that I like recorded mm-mm. myself screaming on a boombox and I just kept playing it over and over again.
Yeah.
Then I also had one that I had a lot of questions about death because I knew somebody in her family had died. So I asked her all the questions about death.
Yeah.
And then I had one that I hid from. And then one that I like.
God, Paige. Sprung from the hand of God into your parents' lap because you were a tough one.
Whew. And then once her brother was the only one available, Dean, and he was super handsome. And you guys,
oh my
this
God.
Is me.
I've never met a Dean that wasn't good looking.
Oh my God. He was so handsome. I'm
and I've
at
got an
best
uncle named Dean. I'm
like, 6 years old at this point.
What's up, Dean?
Yeah, what's up, Uncle Dean? 6 years old. Now, I'm wondering at this point, I bet this is what happened. Paige probably had something pop up for school because she was a very good student. If she had to go to that, then Dean was available. And my mom's like, I'm like, SOL, I need help. So Dean, can you babysit? Because he never normally babysat for us. Because I think just, of course, at the time too, like, boys just didn't babysit as much as girls.
No.
So.
It's woman's
I don't
work.
Know. I know. I don't know what my mom was like other than desperate. And so she was like, Dean, it's fine. It's going to be a couple hours. This is how creepy I was. And I'd like to blame Greece for this behavior. Dean comes over.
I'm outside
I think
smoking
Dean
in
is,
my leather pants.
Totally. I think Dean is the cutest. He is everything you want him to be. He's got blonde hair and it's kind of like got a mullet and it's like feathered to the side and he's very handsome. And I'm 6. Okay, that's first grade. And the second my parents left, I went and put on a dress and tons of makeup and like open-toed shoes and like came down the stairs
you
and was like,
whore and open-toed shoes.
And I was
what?
Like, and this is so funny. The shoes that I wore were those shitty grease, like plastic fake pretend
jelly
shoes.
Shoes?
No, the
oh,
ones that were like
oh,
little
yeah,
high
yeah,
heels.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so creepy for a little girl to have them like. So I came, I lofted down the stairs in my little dress and I was like, hello, Dean. And I bet Dean was like, oh, fuck. I've got this 6-year-old dressed like a 30-year-old.
I never noticed she was English either.
She's got an English accent. She is creeping me out. So I just would act like I was like a 45-year-old woman on like Dallas or Dynasty and just tried to make him my boyfriend. And that was weird for
throw
him.
Throw high balls of gin against the wall.
How dare you, Dean? I knew you came here for a reason. Yeah, your mom needs me to babysit. That's what you
that's,
want me to
that's
think.
That's why you never had boy babysitters
yeah,
after that.
After that, Dean was like a strong pass every time. My mom was like, Kristen, what did you do? I had like blush like underneath my eyes. And she's like, what are you doing? I was like, trying to have a husband. What are you doing?
I remember my brother was, he had like some cute friend. I can't remember where we were going, but I had gotten this like little compact of eyeshadows.
Oh,
and
it's always delightful.
On our way to see that guy, I remember putting eyeshadow on while I was riding my bike. Because I was like, this is going to be important that I look my best.
It's going to be, you never know where love
and,
starts.
Yeah,
I was just a very creepy first grader, and that's just how it was for me. I'm sure at this time is when my mom gave me my I'm done with you and your inability to brush your hair haircut. So I was doing a lot. I'm sure that I teased the top of it so that I did look like I was 45.
Oh
anyway,
God.
Dean was a hard pass. Once in a while, Joe would babysit, and I was mean to her, and I feel bad about it.
Please send us a message. I will give you more than a T-shirt. I made that sound creepy, too. Why are we doing this to Dean?
I don't know.
I'll give you, like, a koozie. He's still so handsome. I just want to hear this story from his perspective.
So I loved their whole family. I would go across. Sometimes I would get to go to their house, and they had a farm, and I would be like, oh, my God. It's like the entire family and me, and I love them. And I love the parents, and they had an uncle that they nicknamed Tarzan, who looked like Tarzan, later went on to be a Tarzan thing for me, which I think was part of the correlation.
Oh, yeah, that's where it stemmed from.
I'm not going to get into there, but I'm sure Dean Tarzan and watching something on HBO, I shouldn't became a major part of my spank bank later. I don't know how to say it. I just, you know, things were, I guess I was like really wanting a boyfriend or something, trying to figure myself out. Daisy Duke made me feel weird. I just am saying I was working some stuff out at a very young age.
I think we've all been there. Yeah.
You know, you don't know why it throbs, but it does.
Pretty much every part of the Dukes of Hazzard was just
like
pornography
for children. Oh, my God. I was confused. And then
children.
I felt like, I was like, what kind of person am I? I don't know which one I want.
I didn't even mind.
Luke, Daisy.
Even Roscoe had something in a man in uniform. I got to tell you.
You're
it's
like,
so weird.
When he takes down the Roscoe Pico train, I was like, get that down.
I know.
It's like, you're not terrible.
Nobody.
Looking.
Sorry, Boss.
I also thought the mechanic was kind of hot.
Oh, what? God. Yeah. He's like dirty hot.
Dirty hot. Yep, like, he's got, like, he smells like he's been working on an engine.
Oh, my God. But here's the frightening thing. Uncle Jesse is probably my current age, right?
Uncle Jesse, 100. Is that 100% right?
Yeah, because remember, like, people we thought we were that were old, like when we watched TV, they weren't. They're us. They're us right now.
Are we the grandpas? Are we the grandpas?
We're Uncle Jesse's.
We're Uncle Jesse's.
Yeah,
I'm
some
upset.
Of us more Uncle Jesse than
also
other.
Not Uncle Jesse and John Stamos. Uncle Jesse
not
and
you,
Dukes
Casey.
Of Hazzard. Not you, Casey.
You're too perfect. You're like,
you're the one that I want. You are the one I want. She's what I did right there.
No, I know.
Replay
watch
it,
her. She's
it.
Like, oh, gosh, this is so embarrassing. I played Daisy Duke on the revival.
yeah, she's like, it's weird. I was I was the leg double for Jessica Simpson. It was weird.
I almost didn't get the part because my legs were too long and lean.
I dare
not
you to
not like
sing
you,
right now,
Jen,
Casey.
You short piece of shit.
Casey, I dare you.
This is what the dialogue is in my head. She's very nice. Like, she's very nice. But this is, in my head, what she's thinking.
Well, it's
she's
what-
not.
She's not, and neither am I.
No?
No.
You're thinking you're short.
I think
you are. You are, too. I could tell. That was a... Try that read again, Kristen. I can tell you're faking
Here's
me out
the thing.
There.
I'm not good at having a poker face, and this video will tell you that. And Jen will look at me and go, I've lost her, because I'm like, my eyes will slightly dip right, and I'll be like, what are we talking about again? NPR...
I just know when you get that Billy Idol snarl thing, I'm like, she's
over it.
She is over what I'm talking about. I had to wrap this up as quickly as I can, but then
Speaking
I feel pressure.
Of,
it stalks more slowly.
I think we should talk about another hot guy.
Okay.
I think we should go to a hot flash.
Let's move on from Dean.
We're going to say this to all babysitters. If you are available, DM us. And
yes.
If you are a babysitter, keep charging money because you're hard to find.
Keep charging money, but let's also be reasonable, okay? You're getting free food.
I'm going to start babysitting.
What, I'm going to order pizza for the kids and not let you have some? Like, let's figure that in. Yeah. Let's not do 30 an hour, you guys.
Let's not do 30 an hour.
Let's
but
make it reasonable because, God, have I ever made $30 an hour doing anything?
I don't think so. I need to figure it out.
I
need to have a bunch of kids over and just, I don't know how much, if somebody would complain.
Now,
I'd
is that
fine.
For one kid? Maybe it's less if it's.
I don't think so. I think it's, look, man, whatever the hourly is on babysitters, just here's what I want in a babysitter. Then I'm going to talk about a hot guy.
Okay.
Here's what I want in a babysitter.
You know what I want? A hot guy.
Show up with a better attitude than I have because I'm paying you to be in a better mood. Play board games. Get my kids off screen.
Exactly. Exactly.
Dude, clean up the kitchen a little bit. If there's some kids' laundry, fold it. You don't have to fold my stuff, but fold their stuff it needs it. Make the house cleaner than when you left, when you came here, which really my bar is so low. That's what my mom made me do, and I was everybody's number one pick for a babysitter.
I also noticed the other day, Abby, listening to my son talk for a really long time, and
yeah,
I was like,
worth the money.
Just can you give me the Cliff's notes on whatever he was...
Yeah, like, you look like you're really engaged.
Yeah, wow. I haven't seen him talk that long.
After.
That's as much as he's talked to me since in 2022.
Yeah.
Just right there, I felt
they're
a little,
new and shiny. Like,
I know.
Just do that.
But she is so sweet.
Man, we had one babysitter that literally we would leave and she would get on her phone and like talk to boyfriends and stuff. And of course the kids gave me the 411 immediately. Okay, so we're gonna do a hot flash. Now, I have to say, this is a weird show for me because you know I love to watch shows and I love to get invested in shows and characters. Yes. Now, I did not love The Flight Attendant, the first episode, the pilot episode. I didn't love it. But then I started to watch it and that first season is really good. It's worth reinvesting in. Like, I think the pilot tonally is a little different than what it becomes, which I think Kaylee handles. Like, I always say her name wrong. Kaylee Cuoco is so charming. She is all the time. She's Big Bang Theory. She's a legacy of Hollywood. But the storytelling is really unique. They split the screen a bunch, and it's kind of espionage meets it. Like Rosie Perez is
very
on there.
Well,
like,
done. Yeah.
It's very well done. It's a real delight. I hadn't watched it when everybody
Smart
else
and
was
sexy too.
Totally,
don't you think?
Yeah. Which leads me to this guy. So there was an episode where the best friend, who I really love and as an actress too, and I'm going to say her name wrong, Zoysia, but she was on Girls. She has this boyfriend in
Mamet.
The show.
Zoysia Mamet? Is that
I think,
say
yep, yeah, Zoysia. David, she's awesome.
David Mamet's daughter. Her name
is that right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that makes sense.
Zoysia,
She is awesome.
Yeah.
So she has this boyfriend on the show, and he... The first time you meet him, he is in the shower and he is, they
What's he
go
doing?
Ahead, he's washing himself. He's in the shower. He? Well, nobody wants to see that, Jen. That
Does
is
it
not
seem to be taking a long
Does it
time?
Look like he's like trying to look at his belly button? No, it's not that. Nobody wants that.
Wait,
nobody looks
what?
Good
what
doing
did you
that.
Think?
I'm trying to stand on his tiptoes.
You know what's hot is if he's in there cleaning it. Not it. I mean the shower. It's nice to know somebody's clean also. What am I missing? I'm so hungover, you guys. Are we talking about how short I am?
What? He's okay.
Okay,
he's
show not, me a picture.
I'm gonna. But okay, now. Oh, shoot. Casey, find his Instagram for me.
Yeah, also Casey.
Or because...
Casey, hey, Tiny Desks. What's the Irish show?
Nobody wants to. No, I need a better picture of him. Like, just go to images. I just sent you a screenshot.
But I got another show. I need help knowing what it's called so I can watch it.
You are not staying on track with the show. I'm currently telling you about Flight Attendant. He is naked in the shower.
I'm not to that.
And he's full body. Full body.
Hello.
I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to show it to you. You need to watch the show.
Okay. I'm just not there yet.
As he was in the shower, it was one of those moments where I was like, I want to be young again. Like, his body is ridiculous. And then on top of it, he's so charming and so, like, warm but cool, but, like, dark hair, dark eyes, great skin, might be Italian, might not be. Turns out he's Australian. He also has an accent.
Australian accent.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
That's not even the best picture of him. I just want to say he kind of, this is not doing him justice. His name is, I'm going to say it
wrong.
One
of these he also has a who farted face on. He does.
He does not. He's trying to take a sexy headshot. I know how that is. Not all of us are Casey and can be
like,
I'm not
trying to suck something out of his teeth a little bit.
That's how I do it so I get a jawline. Perhaps he's one of my people. I don't know. I mean, his name is, I'm going to say it wrong. Denise, D-E-N-I-Z, Denise. Or it's something like Dale, and I just can't pronounce
Sounds
it.
Sounds like he's not
it
from...
It doesn't matter. He plays Max on The Flight Attendant. That's the biggest thing you need to worry about. And also, enjoy the second episode, or the whatever episode it is, where he's in the shower. But his acting's great, and his character's great, but that's where he starts, and I'm on board. His chest muscles are... I don't understand.
What part? You don't understand his chest?
Well, when you've been married a long time, and... Everybody, I love my husband's body, but
I didn't know Australians had so many Z's in their name.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what he is. He's exotic.
He is.
And he's hot.
And you should watch that show. It's really good.
She produces it, by the way. That's a big deal. She's a female producer. Like, you know, I support her because I think she's a badass. Season two is, I'm staying on board, but it was during COVID, and that always gets weird because you're like, those crowds are real spread out. But
somebody told me about a show that I had to watch.
Is it Tiny Desks? Let me guess. Tiny Credenzas? Yeah, where's your list, Jen, on your phone?
I forgot, because I forgot to write.
Jen's going
to
be like, I wrote down half of the title. It's called...
No, it's about... oh, my God. I think I'm going to tell you about the show that you just told me about earlier today. Did you tell me about a show with a couple?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You guys, that's our podcast. Jen is so hungover.
Bye.
Bye.